Welcome to Beneath the Helmet. This week we are joined by Robinson Therese. Thank you for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Tell me about the very first time you ever went out on a football field and played the game.
It started like when I was 12. Actually, my younger brother played before me. I was just, you know, a typical kid watching cartoons and just going to school. And a year after he played, and you know, he told me, you know, you should play, you know. So I went out there when I was 13 and, you know, started playing. My first position I played was O-lineman. Had number 77. Didn't know anything about football, just knew that I had a lot of effort, and, you know, to just block, and they liked me at that position. And from the next year I played, once I knew what I can do, you know, that's when I started playing the skill position. I played running back. That's where I got the name Cadillac, you know, from, because they see me, I run just like them, I guess.
And then that Cadillac nickname stuck with you throughout high school and college?
Yeah, it did. So, you know, every time somebody asks me, you know, why they call you Cadillac? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I'm too kind of embarrassed to explain to them, you know, or I don't want to feel like, you know, I'm big-headed or whatever when I tell them, but it's just a nickname, you know.
At what point did you switch positions?
High school, I was playing both positions, running back and safety. Mm-hmm. Personally, I like the safety. You know, I like to run and hit people, but, you know, in other people's eyes, they saw me as a running back because I can play the position. When I got to college, I was a safety. First year, I played corner. Second year, I wasn't getting enough playing time, so they tried to put me somewhere where I can play. So they switched my position to running back. But I never got a rep at running back in a game, but I did at practice. And throughout that year, I just converted right back to safety.
Now, if you weren't playing football right now, let's say you just graduated, what would you be doing?
Well, before football came in mind, I really wanted to be a firefighter at first. But then again, when I got an opportunity to go up to college, I wanted to be like an actor or whatever, you know. I wanted to major in radio and television. I didn't think, you know what I'm saying, I was going to be this far.
Now, you said acting. Would that kind of be like in TV shows and movies?
Oh,
or
yeah,
more?
Most definitely. I mean, I like to act. When I was in middle school, I used to be a class clown, but it was just like, you know, it just came natural. It wasn't like trying to get nobody's attention, you know. It was just saying something funny, like when the teacher says something, then, you know, for some reason people will laugh. So.
So if you could pick a movie that you would want to be in or a genre that you would want to act in, what would it be?
Well, I like action movies, you know, for real. I like action comedy. But I'll pick an action movie first. That's where I think I can, like, be an actor at, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of people that's funny out here, but I'll be, like, an actor in an action movie. My favorite movie is 300 Spartans. Yeah, like, that's a lot of action, so I'll be, like, in a movie like that if I ever get a chance to be an actor, you know?
So we should look for you after you're done playing football.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than playing football, playing sports in general, and I guess acting, what would you say your hobby is?
I like to watch movies, play video games.
Any video games in particular?
Call of Duty.
Okay, I like it. So, on or off the field, who would you say is your biggest inspiration?
My father. He passed away when I was 8 years old, and you know, I just felt like everything I do, I guess that's when I really started playing football, because I really wasn't doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me do something for someone, you know? Mm-hmm. So he's been my inspiration ever since.
Did you play other sports growing up?
Yeah, I played soccer.
What position?
I mean, I was all over. I mean, I just didn't want to play goalie, but mm-hmm. I played soccer. That was actually like my first sport, you know, like first ball ever playing with.
The other football.
Yep.
So what made you kind of pick football over soccer?
Because my brother wanted me to play. I wasn't doing nothing anyway. I just had to, you know, all boys in the house, you know, we have to do something. So I had to get out there and be active, play soccer. It was really good. The year we played, we went 9-0. It was for a park. you know, in the local area around my house. And, you know, we went 9-0, and it was, I loved it. And that's when I just went to football, because I think I was kind of too aggressive in the other football, you know.
So starting at a young age playing, have you always had the same pregame ritual, or has it changed over the years?
I really don't have a pregame ritual, you know. I pray, but after that, I just listen to music, just calm. I'm a very calm and poised person, you know. I don't really need to be too rowdy to just play like how I play.
Switching gears here a little bit. If you were the chef at the cafeteria, what would you put on the menu for your teammates?
Well, I mean, I know we, getting to this level, we talk about, you know, taking care of our bodies and eating the right stuff. But if I was a chef on a cheat day, I would make fried chicken, macaroni, with a little collard greens, a little bit of soul food, you know, put it in there a little baked, and a lot of cookies. I like cookies for some reason.
Any particular type of cookie?
Chocolate chip and peanut butter.
Okay.
But a whole bunch of sweets. I know that's bad, but that's how I grew up eating, and that's what I would do, you know.
One more question for you. When you finally signed that contract here with the Atlanta Falcons, big or small, what was your first purchase?
Oh, yeah, I brought this chain right here. I forgot.
Is it sentimental?
Not really. It was just something that I always wanted.
I like it. So. Well, it looks good on you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And you Falcons fans, thank you for joining us right here at AtlantaFalcons.com.